You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
My husband and I, we live in Lake County, which is over 100 miles away. And people say that, you come this far to dance? I say, well, there's nowhere to dance for us in Lake County. And there's not likely to be soon. So, of course.
That voice belongs to Chris Baines. He's a regular at the Sundance Saloon, an LGBT Western dance club here in San Francisco. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma spent a Sunday at the saloon to find out more.
I'm standing outside the Sundance Saloon in San Francisco's Bayview District, talking to a tall man in a cowboy hat.
My name is Chris Baines, and I have been coming to Sundance since I met my husband 10 years ago.
Outside, it's a nondescript building on a sleepy street. But inside, there's a neon-lit bar, a big open dance floor with a disco ball, and country western music reigns supreme. Baines and his husband, Skip Davis, live in Lake County. They make the 100-mile trip to the Sundance Saloon every week.
And people say that, wow, you come this far to dance? I say, well, there's nowhere to dance for us in Lake County, and there's not likely to be soon.
The Sundance Association for Country Western Dancing is one of the only LGBT Western dance clubs in the Bay Area. It started in 1999, and now it's a nonprofit organization that puts on the saloon every Thursday and Sunday evening. On those nights, volunteer instructors teach beginners the basics, like how to two-step and line dance. I wander into the two-step class. There's couples of all ages, some same-sex, some not. They're guiding each other around the dance floor. A handful concentrate hard on their feet, sliding across the room to lyrics like these. The next room over, a group of dancers are learning a complicated line dance. Everyone is standing in rows, kicking out their heels in synchronized fluid motions.
And a one, two, three, four, and a five, a six. Don't feel discouraged if you don't master it tonight.
After an hour, the dance floor opens up, an opportunity for people to hone their waltz, their West Coast swing, and everything in between.
Already, then.
It's a tight-knit collective on a mostly first-name basis. I ask who would be a good unofficial spokesperson for the saloon, and a dancer points me in the direction of a smiling man in a long white tunic.
My full name is Neeraj Sharma, and I started coming here around 2004. I was still in the coming out process, and I was an immigrant. I talked to somebody online, and I asked them, I want to go to a place where it's not a bar, because I don't drink, and just where gay people hang out.
Now, a country western dance might not seem like the ideal place to meet other gay people. The music isn't exactly known for its inclusivity. Most of the love songs are strictly about heterosexual love. Few of the singers are openly out, and the music is championed in some of the most conservative states in the country. But Sherman tells me it doesn't bother him.
To me, it does not matter whether the song is ultra-religious, whether it is, put a ring on me and then take me to the Jesus or whatever they say and, you know, take me down to the church or... So I just treat it as a song. There are no quote-unquote set boundaries and rules. You can wear a dress and you can dance. And the main thing I like is it has given me my best friends.
A few people are dressed up in starched shirts and cowboy boots. One of the dancers, Joyce Ganoon, explains to me the choice behind her footwear.
The smoothest way to dance it is to actually slide your feet. So leather soles is pretty key.
She shuffles her feet on the pavement to illustrate her point. Later in the evening, she asks me to dance.
When you see new people, like, you always go up to them and you ask them to dance. We have a stranger, dance with a stranger, like every night.
I'm wearing thick rubber-soled clogs, roughly resembling two misshapen bricks, and I step on Ganoon's toes more than once as we make our way around the dance floor. But thankfully, Ganoon's a gracious teacher, leading me with confidence.
All right.
For some, the Sundance Saloon isn't just a place to practice the two-step. It's the staging ground for some major life moments. Take Chris Baines and Skip Davis, the couple from Lake County.
He took me out on the dance floor, and I was totally clueless. And he proposed to me, and we got married on the dance floor as well.
What was your first dance?
Can I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life? That was the song he chose.
At the Sundance Saloon, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew.
Our winner this week was Robert Weiner. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt.
And held to each other. Partner.